Former Liberian President Charles Taylor's war crimes trial was delayed until next week after he failed to show up in court yesterday, saying that he lacked funds for an adequate defense team. Taylor is facing 11 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity related to Sierra Leone's civil war, in which an estimated 50,000 people died between 1991 and 2002. Amira Woods from the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C., has been following Charles Taylor's trial. Here she is now.
The core thing here is that no one should see themselves as above the law. Charles Taylor is the first sitting head of state from Africa to be indicted while in office. And I think it is critical, while we have the presumption of innocence in any international court of law, yet it is critical that the rule of law be respected, that justice be served. You had well over 50,000 Sierra Leoneans that were killed, over 250,000 Liberians killed as a result of actions of Mr. Taylor. This notion of an international community holding gross violators of humanitarian law and international law accountable sets a precedent for all throughout the country, throughout the world, really, for all who use and abuse civilians in particular in their quest for power, their quest for profit.